Thanks, Gavin. Recent figures from the Central Statistics Office show that on a monthly basis, the value of exports fell sharply in June, down 26.3% from May, as exports to the US slowed significantly. The CSO said that exports of goods to the US sank by 60% in June to 4.4 billion euro, compared with 10.8 billion in May. To discuss this drop and what the future holds for Irish-US trade, I'm joined in studio by Kevin Timoney from Davy's Chief Economist. Kevin, this is a significant fall in exports. Had it been expected?
I think, Gail, that some decline would have been reasonable to expect at some stage over the next few months. You know, the January to May figures look like pharmaceuticals, the top three categories of those, were up about 158% year on year. So then to get this kind of swing in the other direction was bound to happen at some point, I imagine. But really what it emphasises is how volatile exports can be, goods exports especially, and how they're not necessarily a particularly strong barometer of real economic activity. You know, we also saw payrolls data from tax records on Friday, and for Q2, it looks like they were up about 2.5%. year on year. So that kind of gives you the real economy versus goods exports, very volatile picture. We don't really see that in the real economic data so far this year.
So would you say with the introduction of this year's tariffs, there's going to be a lot of changes that we see in Irish-US trade, permanent changes over the long term?
It could well be, but it's just extremely difficult to forecast this, I think it's fair to say. You know, like, we looked at the European Commission's really good data breakdown of their forecasts, and over recent years, over the last 10 years, they've had massive forecast errors on this. So 2022, they were 309 billion too low in their forecast, and 2023, they were 89 billion too high. So you can get these huge swings in either direction year to year, and it doesn't necessarily translate into those years being bad years for the Irish economy by any means. I think, like, looking forward, an important point is that policy is only one aspect of what drives goods exports and exports in general. A really important factor is also technological progress. And I think there are reasons to be hopeful about what, you know, the pharmaceuticals industry can produce over the next few years. And I expect Ireland will be actually well placed to benefit from that, because a key point is that Ireland's exports to the US, they're a major market for sure, but the rest of the world is a larger market again, and arguably a faster growing one as well, most likely over the next few years.
So if Ireland is looking to new markets, how long does it take for relationships and trading systems to really get up and running to have a meaningful impact? Take pharma, for example.
I think with pharma, it's a very price inelastic good. And as you have kind of income growth around the world, these products are going to be in high demand, is what I expect. To differing extents in some countries, maybe. It depends on climate, it depends on lifestyles and so on. But I think it's reasonable to say that some of these products are going to be very quick to have high demand. We saw that during the pandemic, especially Pfizer's messenger RNA vaccine was an instant success, and that drove actually part of that 300 billion forecast error I mentioned earlier. So these things can move very quickly. I think it's a very dynamic sector. It's a sector we have a high exposure to, but I think that exposure sometimes gets construed as a negative, when I see it as quite a positive thing, really, that Ireland has this really high skill activity here and so much of it.
And just looking at tariffs again, it's likely they'll impact on US importers. Will this make the US economy slow down? And if so, will that affect us?
I think the US economy so far, at least this year, seems to be holding up okay. Longer term, I think tariffs are likely to run into economic reality at some point. So, you know, we have seen that producer price inflation last week was much faster than expected. Inflation expectations were faster than expected. And so were import prices, in fact. So, well, consumer prices so far haven't been above expectations. They've been increasing, but not above expectations. Some of the other indicators suggest they will eventually lead to a slowdown in economic activity. That would affect Ireland in some respects, but not it wouldn't necessarily be cause a recession in Ireland, I don't think.
Okay, Kevin Timoney, Davy Chief Economist, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. We'll have more business news in the next hour.